From Church Leaders, How to Respond with Christian Courage, by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. One of mortality's great tests comes when our beliefs are questioned or criticized. In such moments, we may want to respond aggressively, to put up our dukes. But when we respond to our accusers, as the Savior did, we not only become Christ-like, we invite others to feel His love and follow Him as well. As true disciples, our primary concern must be others' welfare, not personal vindication. Questions and criticisms give us an opportunity to reach out to others and demonstrate that they matter to our Heavenly Father and to us. Our aim should be to help them understand the truth, not defend our egos or score points in a theological debate. Our heartfelt testimonies are the most powerful answer we can give our accusers, and such testimonies can only be born in love and meekness. We should be like Edward Partridge, of whom the Lord said, "His heart is pure before me, for he is like unto Nathanael of old, in whom there is no guile." Doctrine and Covenants, section 41, verse 11. To be guileless is to have a childlike innocence, to be slow to take offense, and quick to forgive. To all who seek to know how we should respond to our accusers, I reply, we love them. Whatever their race, creed, religion, or political persuasion, if we follow Christ and show forth His courage, we must love them. We do not feel we are better than they are. Rather, we desire with our love to show them a better way, the way of Jesus Christ. His way leads to the gate of baptism, the straight and narrow path of righteous living, and the temple of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. Only through Him can we and all our brothers and sisters inherit the greatest gift we can receive, eternal life and eternal happiness. To help them to be an example for them is not for the weak, it is for the strong. It is for you and me, Latter-day Saints who pay the price of discipleship by answering our accusers with Christian courage. Note, from an October 2008 General Conference Address. Share your experiences. Share how you respond with Christian courage and read the experiences of other youth at youth.lds.org. How have you applied this? Samantha L., 18, of Chihuahua, Mexico, said this, "Treat them with kindness like the Savior would, so that they get to know the real you rather than judging you by the things they've heard. If you feel the love of the Savior, it will be easier to handle the situation." Yandri P., 17, of Chihuahua, Mexico, says, "The best way is by being an example to others. Most of us have lived moments when we felt alone or scared. When we give our love, a hug, or even a smile, we will help others and even ourselves." End of the article from Church Leaders, How to Respond with Christian Courage, by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by David Shaw.